seja, et kannatan vedä kalaa. Mut sille femhaarei Efraim, samruusen meher lakkosim. Vei jahatelkoot, vei shammaim, ronnu lakkosim.
Thank you. people. And you will all see it, but there's one thing about it that I think applies to our program today. The Eskimo people, like all other people, carve things, make beautiful things, in this case, carvings out of stone. The Eskimo people dance. There were dances, a great deal like our folk dances. You thought they were doing a grand right and left. And every people makes beautiful things as the work campers did this dance, as people sing, as people tell stories. Among all people, we have this going on. And it grows out of their joy, their hopes, their fears, their worry about the future. All of this grows out of these things that they feel. This is the way they feel, and they do these things. Sometimes people have forgotten about their dances and their songs. Like in the Catskill region, many people have forgotten about these folk things that they used to do. These things are very important because these are the things that tie all people together. Last night, when we saw those dances, we said, the Eskimos are different from us, but here's a little touch in which they're the same. I could have been an Eskimo, because I know how they felt when they danced. I know how they felt when they carved that, because I have made things out of clay and I've carved. So these are the things that tie us all together. And these are very important in the world today. These are the things that make the people of Africa say, see what we can do. We have a great culture. We feel proud. We're standing up. People tried to make us ashamed of these things. They tried to have us forget these things. But these belong to us. We're proud of them. We're going to have them. And it's wonderful that at a time like this, when people in Africa are standing up and saying, we are a great people, we have here today one of the men who is doing so much to show African people what their culture is and to show other people what the African people have. And he's going to show you some of the things that are the heritage of the African people. And I'm very happy now to introduce Mr. Olatunji.
Stay where you are, everybody. Just stay where you are.
Photographers will have a chance afterwards. So let's just stay where we are now. We know how you feel, but it's much better if you're not running around while the program is going.
Uhuru. Say that. Uhuru. Means freedom. This is the Swahili word very happy to be here this beautiful morning to share with you, be with you this beautiful Sunday morning. As you have been told, I know that most of you will realize that culture is very, very important. A country without a culture is like a tree without a root. You know what will happen to a tree like that. It will not be able to withstand the pressures of the physical world. It will not be able to stand. I hope that you boys and girls, by the time you leave this camp, you will have learned how to use your hands. You will have learned a few folk songs from other parts of the world. You will have developed some kind of skill. Africa is changing very, very fast. During these whole changes, the traditional way of life, so important to our people, is disappearing. And this has been one of my concerns about Africa, the future of Africa. And this is one reason why I have engaged in this kind of campaign since I've been in this country for 9 years as a student, like you. Student in the field of public administration and international relations. But I discovered this is the best approach to meet people, talk people to people, to win friends for Africa. So today I think we have a program that all of you will enjoy. We have a program that you will always remember. We have a program set up in a way that you will be able to participate in. I'm going to find out sooner or later how many of you can sing very well. I will also find out sooner or later how many of you really have rhythm. I find out sooner or later how many of you can dance. Don't be shy. We're not going to have everybody here, but a few people we're going to have probably will be able to while we are gone. You have heard all about African drumming. You've seen movies on Africa. What kind of impressions do you have? Some of the impressions that you have about Africa probably ranges about the jungle, Sabu, the elephant boys, savages, carnivals. But we know why this has been given to you. This is no fault of yours, but this is why I'm here to impart to you what I know about African culture. Can you imagine this drum is 50 years old? This drum is carved out of the trunk of a tree, one whole piece.
Trunk of what?
Trunk of a tree. Like you cut a tree. You cut this tree and then you start, sit down and carve it out. Make this hollow inside with ordinary, what they call primitive tools. It's not to drill the hole inside. You have to carve it inside with chisels, with your hands. And then you have to figure out the design. Then you have to put the skin upon it. See, I'm trying to protect this drum because it's going away. It's falling apart. It's a wonderful drum. This kind of thing you should be able to do because you'll be able to gain some kind of virtues. The people who do this, I consider them to be very, very intelligent people who must have patience in order to sit down and do a thing like this. This is a work of art. And about playing drums, there's technique to it. How you can get measured. any sound from one particular drum, or two drums, a combination of this, how it can give you melodious music, as you will later on find out. About our dances, all our dances must tell a story. The first dance we're going to do for you is a dance of welcome. It's called Fanga. Say Fanga.
Fanga.
This dance originates from Liberia. It's a dance that has been done by Liberians when a visitor visits Liberia, a foreigner visits Liberia on the west coast of Africa. Dance, through the movement of the dance, the story is told. They say, whether you are from the east, west, north, or south, you are welcome. We welcome you from our heart. Even Mother Earth on which we stand will help us welcome you. And when it is time for you to go, we wish you farewell. For we welcome you with open hands, but with no hands. I shall have one of my lead dancers. I have a group of 20 dancers, drummers, and singers. We could only bring two this time. Maybe next year we will increase it to about 5 or 10. So I can give you a full program. This dance will be done by Miss Oyinka Pat, who is one of the lead dancers in my group. This is Fanga.
Thank you.
tell a significant story. It's the story of the first fire ever kindled by man, which was by striking two stones together. You campers, you remember that. You should know that. The friction obtained by rubbing two sticks together before the push button system. You know how our great-great-grandfathers had to make fire. They had to crack, get stones like this in order to make fire. But today we have it so easy. All we have to do is to push the button. So how can we tell this story on the drum? This particular number is recorded on my Columbia album called Primitive Fire. In your imagination, you can actually feel fire begin to burn gradually. You know how our people do, the old folks, not just African primitive man, but man, period. The history of mankind. When they gather haze together, or dry wood, and then like two stones together in order to make fire. This is a very long drawn, arduous process of making fire. Now, how can we tell this story on the drum? Whereby in your imagination, you begin to see fire begin to burn gradually, rising to the highest flame, and then fades out. This particular number I always dedicate to the African freedom movement, which started, and then it's now all over the world. So I play for you now, Primitive Fire. Also, in this particular number, you will probably notice the intricate rhythms, manipulation of the fingers, and how we get different tones from one or two drums. Thank you. have them in different sizes, or just as big as the palm of my hand, that you can put them in this pocket here, and come to a camp like this and speak, and sing folk songs, you know, with your girlfriend or with your friends. Just like the ukulele was popular in this country about 20 years ago, this instrument is very popular and used to be. But we're trying to revive interest. This is my own version of it. It's called Sansa. Say that. Sansa. Called Sansa in East Africa and Central Africa. It's also called Mbira. Mbira in Kenya. It's called Mbira in Kenya. M-B-I-R-A. Mbira. Say that. In Nigeria, in Western Nigeria, it is called Agidigbo. Agidigbo. Agidigbo.
Agidigbo.
But I prefer to call it Sansa. So the African thumb piano, that's what they call it in the United States. In Cuba, they call it the marimbola. So you see, it's more or less the universal instrument. And from some of these instruments, we have so many string instruments and wood instruments, from which modern instruments like guitar, the vibe, the xylophone, were copied. You know, most of these things were copied from African musical instruments. And then they were modified, they were developed for what we have to use today, guitar, violin, and wood strings, and things like that. We have done a lot of research to prove this, and it's just a pity that I couldn't bring all the different instruments. I have about 40 different kind of African instruments, about 25 different drums, 5 feet tall, you know, smallest one, like flat as the palm of your hand. But probably you have an opportunity next year, because we'll be doing a lot of programs in high school, elementary school, junior high school, and then you will have an opportunity to see some of these instruments. So I'd like to give you a demonstration on the sound.
Thank you.
counselors to get about eight strong men. I know you have some canoes and boats that you paddle on the lake. Well, I'd like to teach you later some of the songs, one of the songs that we sing when we do paddle canoe at home. I think probably you'll find it very interesting. But before then, I have a little dance just for the benefit of the kids here. This is to demonstrate the imitative capacity of the Africans. An imitation of a particular bird at home. It's called the bird dance. So you see the bird costume that we use about 35 dozens of feathers to do when we give our concert at the town hall. This is called the bird dance. This dance is from Guinea. From Guinea. Market and a good boys and girls, you know, because mother has gone to the market and is going to says, well,